CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebie. The 8th International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon SIAC officially opened in Yaoundé today, with the handicraft sector described as a huge source of economic growth for the country. This will also be the focus of the in-depth segment of the 7 p.m. news. Military cooperation ties between Cameroon and France have been described as excellent during a ceremony to award medals to three French military officers who have come to the end of their mission to Cameroon. About 229 bodies of people killed in two landslides in southern Ethiopia have so far been retrieved by rescue teams in the country. The 2024 Olympic Games will kick off in exactly 3 days in the French capital Paris, which is hosting the Games for the third time in the history of the Olympic movement. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, says the handicraft sector in Cameroon is a source of huge economic growth for the country. He was speaking in Yaoundé today during the official opening of the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon, dubbed SIAC. While representing the President of the Republic, the Prime Minister said government's policy on the crafts sector is to stimulate the production, processing and certification of products in order to enhance their competitiveness. Star Building correspondent Christian Cheatam reports.
When the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, made the opening speech of the 8th edition of the Cameroon International Handicraft Exhibition, there were 510 stands open in the premises of the National Museum, with exhibitors from the 10 regions of Cameroon and from some 30 countries across Europe, Africa and Asia. Joseph Dion Gute, who was representing President Paul Biya at the opening ceremony, saluted the foreign craft workers and officials present for honoring the invitation of Cameroon. He hailed the efforts of the Coordination Committee for the Development and Promotion of the Handicraft Sector in Africa, CODEPA, for efforts made to valorize the sector. Joseph Dion Gute said the International Handicraft Exhibition is of huge importance to Cameroon. He told the members of government, foreign delegations, members of the diplomatic corps, and the close to 1,000 exhibitors who attended the opening ceremony that the handicraft sector, which counted about 2 million production units in 2023 in Cameroon, is a key contributor to job creation and economic growth. He said the government's policy in the sector is to stimulate the production, processing, and certification of craft products to enhance their competitiveness. The opening ceremony also featured speeches from the representative of CODEPA and from a representative of the government of Tunisia, guest of honor of SIAC 2024. The ceremony ended with the Prime Minister visiting the close to 1,000 stands to discover the creative genius of the about 1,000 exhibitors present. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, SIAC 2024.
Among the numerous exhibitors showcasing the rich heritage and crafts of Cameroon is Njika Mohamed from Fumban in the West Region, who is paving the way in modernized Bamoum cultures. His outstanding talent has attracted many visitors to his stand at the National Museum, who are amazed at his work despite the numerous challenges plaguing the sector. Colette Jani spoke to the exhibitor and compiled the following report for the news.
Our tea is very unique. If you know it, you come for it.
Participants at the ongoing National Handicrafts Fair in Yaoundé are showcasing Cameroon's rich heritage of arts and craftsmanship from the food, crafts and cloth industry. The craftsmen say they are faced with challenges with competition in the market, importation and security.
The war within this time, the tourism sector is down. The foreign market is down because people don't want to invest in an area where there is this kind of crisis. Our Production too is very low because we cannot get our materials from the suburbs.
Problem is finance. We can have machines that will assist us for the transformation from the product to marketable product.
To address these difficulties, the artisans have grouped themselves into cooperatives, as it is the case of the Bamenda Handicraft Cooperative Society, represented by Sir Solomon.
We have 550 members. So many customers, they would like to buy from a corporation than buy from an individual. We come together to share our ideas, to build our capacity to face the competition.
The artisans have expressed the wish for the government to provide sustainable solutions to empower and create a brighter future for traditional art forms in Cameroon.
Cameroon's handicraft industry is reportedly highly regarded in terms of quality and design, with the potential of raising billions of CFA francs and creating thousands of jobs. However, experts are expressing worries about the industry losing important ground with local potential consumers, many of whom seem to prefer imported goods. Here's an analysis of a phenomenon with Winston Lebga.
How many times have you turned a blind eye to sales of local craft? How many times have you ignored the skill or the dexterity of Cameroonian craftsmen and women? You are not alone in priding yourself in being able to acquire goods made abroad. A multitude of Cameroonians feel more comfortable with imported goods and ignore what is made in the country, and are boastful of their designer suits from France, shoes from Italy, watches from Switzerland, and the list goes on. The truth is, promoting traditional handicrafts and creative activity can help solve unemployment issues and bring in lots of money. The Cameroonian craftsmen and women could be richer than they are if the leaders can preach by the examples in the Made in Cameroon campaign by raising the import duty on foreign handicrafts. The perceived phobia for local craftwork has led many artisans to label their goods with Made in Italy, Made in France, Made in the USA tags, just to attract buyers. So, the policymakers are compelled to put their money where their mouth is by making Cameroonian handicraft products better known, better marketed, and to help craftsmen and women make the most of their work.
Away from the in-depth segment and on to other news, military cooperation ties between Cameroon and France have been described as excellent. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Bétier Assomo, was speaking today during a ceremony to award medals to three French military officers who have come to the end of their mission to Cameroon. The brief but highly symbolic ceremony was attended by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Yves Galax Etoga, and French diplomats. Albert Njiembonde was there and now reports.
La Marseillaise chanted in the Ministry of Defense in recognition of the excellence of military cooperation ties between Cameroon and France. Asian ties, which Minister Joseph Bétier Assomo said the three French military officers have worked to consolidate. Colonel Christian Brodin, in the reinforcement of the capacities of gendarmerie officers, Lieutenant Colonel D.I.S. Stéphane for his inputs in the Army Fire and Rescue Corps, and Lieutenant Colonel La Roquette Alban for services rendered in the Yaoundé International War College. A professionalism and efficacy recognized by the President of the Republic, who on May 15, 2024, decreed raising them exceptionally to the rank of Knight of the Cameroon Order of Merit.
D.R. Stéphane, au nom du Président de la République et en vertu des pouvoirs qui nous sont conférés, vous faisons chevalier de l'Ordre national du mérite camerounais.
A strong testimony of Franco-Cameroon military cooperation, which saw a detachment of Cameroonian troops participate during the July 14 French National Day.
The outgoing Swiss ambassador to Cameroon has promised to continue fostering cooperation ties with the country in the extractive industries and the transformation of cocoa and coffee products. Ambassador Martin Straub was speaking in Yaoundé
this evening, shortly after a farewell visit paid to the Minister of Finance, Luis-Paul Motsepe. After receiving a symbolic gong from Minister Luis-Paul Motsepe, who said it signified communication, His Excellency Martin Straub, who spent 3 years in Cameroon, promised to hand over pending files to his successor to ensure continuity. Here's an excerpt of his interview.
I just paid the farewell visit to the minister. We went through the bilateral relations between Switzerland and Cameroon, and we have seen that quite some Swiss companies active in this country, which continue to be active. We discussed about the perspectives of the country, and we have acknowledged that there are quite some perspectives that we will also use in the future and be active and present.
The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts says the institution is boosting service delivery through the proper award, programming quality, review and regulation of public contracts in conformity with the laws in force. Minister Ibrahim Taba Mala was speaking in Yaoundé today as he chaired a conference on the theme Contribution of the Public Contracts Subsector to the Promotion of Governance and to the Improvement of Citizens' Living Conditions, organized in line with this year's Fair on Government Action SAGO. He also said that his ministry will continue to monitor the quality of contracts awarded to boost infrastructural development projects, especially in the domains of water and electricity generation, as well as building smart cities. The Acting Director General of Cameroon's Investment Promotion Agency, So Donatus Boma, says the agency is committed to work diligently to attract more investments and improve the lives of Cameroonians. He was speaking today during a conference held as part of the ongoing Fair on Government Action SAGO. The conference brought together stakeholders to discuss the agency's mission and its impact in the nation's economic landscape. Rita Yosembom was there and now reports.
The Acting Director General of the IPA took center stage, highlighting the agency's origin, missions, and significant progress towards its goals. He stressed the critical role of investment in promoting sustainable development across various sectors. To Shinwin So Boma Donatus, the investment projects promoted by the IPA cover a wide range of sectors with the potential to enhance the quality of life for Cameroonians.
The IPA, since 2014, has granted close to 380 companies incentives within the law of 2013. On top of that, the projected amount of investments that is projected for these 380 companies is about 6 billion CFA francs that will be invested in the next projected period. And we are expecting that the jobs to be created are going to be about 126,000 jobs that will be created for Cameroonians.
An economist and investment expert, Jean-Jacques Nguang, during the conference, emphasized the vital functions of investment promotion agencies in driving economic growth, while Claude Mvua, a representative from the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, echoed this sentiment, underscoring the IPA's importance within Cameroon's broader economic landscape. The conference brought together experts who pointed out the essential contributions of development partners in supporting government policies aimed at sustainable growth, not only in Cameroon, but throughout sub-Saharan Africa and beyond. The event was also marked by the heartfelt testimony from an investor who shared how the IPA has supported his business ventures, highlighting the agency's commitment to creating a thriving investment environment.
The inhabitants of the Center region have been exhorted to join hands with the local municipal authorities in keeping their environment clean so that the region can be the winner at the National Clean Cities competition scheduled to hold in Ebolova in the South region. The Secretary General at the Center Governor's Office, Simon Gislain Etsil, was speaking in Fou in the Mofo and Afamba division during the regional launch of Clean Cities competition. Details with Marie-Claire Doe of CRTV Center.
The management of liquids and solid waste, the maintenance of green spaces, the fight against roadside occupation by traders and hawkers are among the issues to be taken into consideration in the Clean City competition, the eighth position of which was won at the national level last year by the Yaoundé 4 municipality. Speaking at the regional launch in full, the Mefo and Afamba division, the Secretary General at the Central Governor's Office, Simone Gislaine Till, challenge all to ensure that the center again backs home the national prize in Ebolova. The regional delegate of housing and urban development for his part spells out the criteria for selection, pointing out that the Clean City competition is aimed at mobilizing all stakeholders in order to fight against the filth and disorder that continue to paint a negative image of urban centers in Cameroon. It is hoped that the Clean City competition initiated by Minister Celestine Kecha-Kutes of Housing and Urban Development will help get rid of garbage heaps that have been littering major towns and cities in the country. Marie-Claire Doe, CLTV News, Umfu.
A project to enable youths living with vulnerable families in Douala 2 and 4 subdivisions to benefit from adequate family care has been launched in Douala. The project, dubbed Regional Approach to Child and Youth Protection, is coordinated by an NGO called SOS Children's Villages. Madame Kwele Bizatier tells us more from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
The Regional Approach to Child and Youth Protection Project, APEJ, seeks to protect the rights of some 560 children across the globe, take care of their needs, and empower tutors on aspects of sustainable well-being. Marie Magdalene Kuga is the National Director of the SOS Children's Villages, brain behind the initiative.
We are taking care of children and we are also empowering caretakers and responsibles of the family. You have this aspect of economic strengthening with income-generating activities.
The zones of Douala 2 and 4 are the target groups for this first phase in the country, given the number of vulnerable families and internally displaced persons residing in these localities. A variety of activities will be organized to better equip the children and their guardians. Marie Magdalene Kuga once again.
We have a health component concerning young girls because the rate of unwanted pregnancy is rather high. So there's this aspect of sexual education and help young girls to behave proper with even young boys. Knowing their rights, sometimes they don't know what they are entitled to. So we have a lot of sensitization training.
The second assistant SDO for the Vuri, Brice Melat Atioge, while launching the project, called on all to work hand in hand for its success in providing kids and youths with love and care. The initiative to last 3 years has also been lauded by elites of the Bakoko clan of the Douala 4 subdivision. Madon Kwele Bezatia, CRTV News, Douala.
In a significant breakthrough in the fight against drug trafficking, the Far North Gendarmerie Legion has apprehended a gang of drug dealers, amongst whom are students. The suspects were presented to the media earlier today in Marwa as the leader of the operation, Lieutenant Joseph Sustan Tandy, called on the population to continuously collaborate with law enforcement officers to ensure their safety. Faith Ngwang reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The Far North Gendarmerie Legion has just showcased a major victory against illegal drug activities in the region in two carefully coordinated operations led by the head of office of the fight against criminality, Lieutenant Joseph Sustan Tandy. Some individuals, amongst them students, were caught in the act.
This group consumes drugs every evening under the Mayo Kalyu, and after doing so, they harass passers-by and seize their belongings. When we got there, we apprehended four individuals who were consuming in their home. After questioning, they took us to the vendor's house, who is a lady. She is now on the run. We break through into her house and found 51 wraps of Indian hemp, 21 liters of psychotropic products, and other items.
The substances are known for their detrimental effects on public health and safety, and their distribution has been a growing concern in the region. These successful operations underscores the dedication of the Gendarmerie Legion to upholding the law and protecting citizens. Authorities have urged the population to remain vigilant and report any suspicious activities. Marua, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
In news out of Cameroon, rescue teams have so far retrieved the bodies of 229 people killed in two landslides in southern Ethiopia. The landslides occurred on Sunday evening and yesterday morning after heavy rains in a remote mountainous area of the Gofa zone. The local authorities said the search for survivors was continuing vigorously, but that the death toll could yet increase. Footage showed hundreds of people gathered at the scene and others digging in the dirt in search of people trapped underneath. U.S. Secret Service Director Kim Chittle has resigned from her position as head of the agency following the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Mrs. Chittle testified for nearly 6 hours during a contentious House committee hearing yesterday. Lawmakers became increasingly frustrated when she refused to answer questions about the shooting at Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania earlier this month. Both Democrats and Republicans had called for her to step down. For the third time in history, the ancient city of Paris will in exactly 3 days light the starting torch of the Olympic and Paralympic Games, a competition that is sure to gather more than 10,000 athletes from over 200 countries vying for the precious metals. 3 days to the start of the event, CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, Ashu Nyenti, sizes up the mood in Paris and the traction of the competition.
Paris, this 23rd July 2024, 3 days to the official start of the Olympic Games, the city appears ready, the skies too, though with impromptu and intermittent drizzles every now and then. The people in this city display their eternal joie de vivre. The major gateway into Paris, the Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport, is a beehive of activity, with international arrivals from all conceivable destinations. No one wants to miss the Parisian Games. Of course, not the participating athletes. The stature of the Cameroonian media delegation tells of the seriousness with which these games are taken within the state apparatus. Traffic goes slow has become a nightmare for motorists. Distances that should normally be covered in 30 minutes from the airport now easily consume 1 hour plus. Mega events like the Olympic Games are soft targets for evil geniuses intending to make a bold statement. Little wonder the massive security deployment appears sufficient to meet any existential threat, at least so on paper. Nothing is left to chance. France has sought a helping hand with policemen from other countries such as Qatar to help their French counterparts keep security during the Games. Signs of the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics fever are visible all around the Paris metropolis. Paris 2024 memorabilia are conspicuous at every street corner and every joint. Ironically, roadside cafes, usually full on normal days, are now desperately looking for customers. The owners say they have lost about 70% of their clientele, as many regular Parisian residents have left the city to the countryside, escaping the hassle of the Olympic Games. But these cafe owners are nevertheless optimistic that with the inflow of about 26 million tourists who have checked into hotels, their sales will smile again. 3 days to the start of the event, Paris city dwellers are impatient to satisfy their curiosity about the Games, whose opening ceremony for the first time in history will not take place inside a stadium, but at the heart of the city center in Paris. Ashu Nyenti on national assignment, Paris, France.
The National Under-18 Basketball Championship in both the male and female categories is ongoing at the Bafoussam City Council Multipurpose Gymnasium. The competition that began on Monday to end on Saturday, the 27th of July, has brought together the best basketball youngsters from across the country in the quest for national and international glory. Isaac Ngongkum reports from CRTV West in Bafoussam.
For 1 week, these future basketball stars will enjoy their favorite sports discipline, basketball, while measuring strength with their counterparts from across the national territory.
My name is Fosi Kenyejandra Safi. I'm from Douala. I really like to be a WNBA player because I like what I see, I like what I do, I like what I'm doing, I like what I'm capable of doing, and I won't stop till I reach that level.
My name is Maeva Fran. We are playing with other teams that we have not yet met before, and it's a good one. because we know where we lack and where we are strong.
The organizers of the national championship intend to use the competition as a nursery for the national selections. Elangon Jumbo is a communication official at the Cameroon Basketball Federation.
We didn't expect such high level of basketball here in Bafoussam, but we are amazed. We are thrilled to see such wonderful level of basketball here in Bafoussam. And we want them to, first of all, have that personal satisfaction amongst them before thinking of any other step.
For 1 week, therefore, lovers of the orange ball in Bafoussam shall be entertained with highly spirited basketball frenzy, fueled by youthful enthusiasm and determination to shine and conquer the stars, with the boys and girls FIBA under 18 Afro Basket to be staged in Johannesburg, South Africa in September, acting as an extra motivation. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafoussam.
To end this news, here once again are the main points. The 8th International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon, SIAC, officially opened in Yaoundé today, with the handicraft sector described as a huge source of economic growth for the country. Military cooperation ties between Cameroon and France have been described as excellent during a ceremony to award medals to three French military officers who have come to the end of their mission to Cameroon. About 229 bodies of people killed in two landslides in southern Ethiopia have so far been retrieved by rescue teams in the country. The 2024 Olympic Games will kick off in exactly 3 days in the French capital Paris, which is hosting the Games for the third time in the history of the Olympic movement. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.